America. We call it Michigan, the greatest state in America. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, September 5th, 2019. Thank you for making us a part of it. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, summer is over, they say, but it's still going to be great weather for a long time, it appears, in the extended forecast. Yay. Warm and wonderful September weather here for a while. In fact, I'm getting a dock today. I'll tell you all about that in the next couple of days, but a new dock. I'm excited. Number two, could one in four colleges in Michigan and across the country call it quits over the next 20 years? It's possible. One expert says, yeah, and points to the financial crisis in higher education throughout the nation. And number one, Michigan has become the first state to ban flavored vaping products across the board. The governor has declared a public health emergency regarding vaping, which caught many people by surprise and clearly begs a whole lot of questions like, is this really the biggest thing? Is this really the biggest thing? I'm not saying I disagree with the idea, because I've gone to places where you look around and you see a bunch of young people. I was at a Thanksgiving. I told you about this a while ago. I was at Thanksgiving a year and a half ago now, I guess. And there were a bunch of young people there from 18 to 30. Probably, I don't know, a dozen people. Some related, some not. They were all vaping and texting. Kind of a trick thing. You'd vape with one hand, text with the other. Anyhow, but they were all vaping. I found that shocking. And yes, they're all hooked on nicotine, addicted to it. But I thought to myself, at least they're not addicted to cigarettes. Well, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has now declared a public health emergency for those who use e-cigarettes. And then she moved to ban flavored vaping products. Now, her ban will take effect immediately, but retailers and wholesalers do have 30 days to fully comply with the prohibition. Now, the move targets all sweet flavors that the governor says attracts young people to vaping. So when you go to the store, there will no longer be wild cherry or cotton candy or caramel apple or whatever else there is. All those sweet flavors will be gone from the shelves of the vape shops. Michigan residents will not legally be able to buy those products online either. And this applies not just to young people, but to all people, adults included. Whitmer's decision also covers mint and menthol flavors. In fact, the only vaping flavors she will allow to remain are tobacco-flavored liquids. Now, think about the devastation to some of these companies. The vast majority of their business is flavored vape liquids. Huge part of their business. If that's no longer available, people are going to lose their jobs. It's a direct impact on commerce. In announcing the decision, Whitmer proclaimed her number one priority is to keep kids in Michigan safe and added she must also protect the health of all citizens here. The American Heart Association, among the groups applauding the governor's move. According to the organization, more than 3.6 million Midland high school kids vaped last year, and they say Whitmer has taken an appropriate step to address what they call an epidemic of kids vaping. But when pressed about it and asked why adults are also not allowed to buy these products, the governor responded this way. It's bite number 10 with Governor Whitmer. Bite 10, go.
The fact of the matter is that 81% of kids who are vaping started with some sort of a flavored vape. It is a public health crisis that we're confronting. Kids are inhaling an addictive substance, nicotine. They are inhaling it with a chemical cocktail, including things like formaldehyde, and they found medical particles in them. This is a health crisis that we're confronting, and it would never be permitted if it was cigarettes, but we're letting these companies target our kids, appeal to our kids, and deceive our children, and they're showing up with respiratory illnesses no one can explain. This is why we're taking bold action here in Michigan. It's time for us to lead.
All right, now she says she has the legal authority to do this as well, the governor does, and though Whitmer is calling it a public health emergency, the Associated Press last week reported what might be the very first death linked to vaping ever. Now, there are other suspect cases you've heard about around the country of people getting these lung illnesses and pneumonias and so forth. But that's a long way, a very long way from the more than 1,300 Americans that will die today from smoking, or the 45 that will die today in Michigan from smoking, directly from smoking. Nearly 500,000 Americans will die from smoking this year, 41,000 more from secondhand smoke. Now, the governor and others must have decided to ignore the true public health menace of cigarettes, which supporters of vaping say will surely increase now with the ban on flavored vaping. Cigarettes have a dire impact on Michigan and America. Vaping doesn't even make the common sense list of public health concerns in the top five, really. More than 16,000 people die in Michigan every year as a direct result of smoking cigarettes. That, according to the anti-smoking website TobaccoFreeKids.org. That means 45 will die today from the impact of their own smoking, 45 tomorrow, and 45 the next day. More will die as a result of secondhand smoke. The negative financial impact from smoking cigarettes in Michigan, like everywhere else, is also massive. Tobacco-Free Kids cites daunting figures. The annual health care cost stemming directly from smoking in the Great Lakes state is $4.59 billion annually. Medicaid costs, $1.36 billion. And lost productivity, $4.78 billion. And all Michigan pays more than $10 billion. That's a steep price to allow smoking to continue. And yet the governor declared vaping among young people and vaping with flavored liquids a public health emergency. So what really is a public health emergency? It's hard to overstate how devastating smoking is on Michigan and the nation. There's another component of the conversation that seems to be getting lost as well. Tobacco is a great source of revenue for governments large and small. In Michigan, tobacco taxes bring in well over $900 million a year to the state. That's more by $100 million than the state collects from business. Of the $919 million collected in tobacco taxes for fiscal year 2018-2019, according to the Michigan House Fiscal Agency, think about this. I want to break this down for you. $919 million brought in. The schools got $344 million. Medicaid, ironic, $330 million. The general fund, $181 million. And Healthy Michigan, $32 million, and the rest went somewhere else. Tobacco is big business, so smoke them if you got them. And one wonders if these vaping machines had taxes on them, if we'd be that concerned. Still got that caller, Alex? All right, going to go to the hotline. You can join in, too, 888-900-9966. Mike in Boyne City. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Now, this is going to be a slight change of subject, going back to the lady with the Brady thing. How much is it going to cost me for me to call you and use my First Amendment right, free speech? And how much is it going to cost me to go to the church that I want, you know, as a processing fee? Because she's talking about a processing fee for me to exercise my Second Amendment right, $150. What's it going to be next time? $1,000? $5,000? You know, just baby steps, Steve.
Well, it is, and I agree with you on that. And we're going to have her back to talk more about that in the future. Let's go to Rob checking in from Clarkston. Rob, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Real quick, what's on your mind?
Well, it's a revenue enhancement backdoor thing. Remember, the attorneys general from several states won millions and millions of dollars from the tobacco companies to spend on health-related problems with tobacco. And that ended up being the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and no cancer patients got treated. So it's just another way for the government to backdoor some money, with a fake crisis.
It's all about the money, you say, Rob. Thank you for the input. The hotline number, by the way, we'll have a chance to take more calls. We'll slide them in where we can. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday, back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't Make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.